The First Disciples. On the following day, John was standing there again with two of his disciples. As Jesus walked by, John looked at him and said, "There is the Lamb of God." On hearing this, the two disciples followed Jesus. He turned and saw them following, and he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They answered, "Rabbi," which means master, "where are you staying?" Jesus said, "Come and see." So they went and saw where he stayed, and spent the rest of that day with him. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two who heard what John had said and followed Jesus. Early the next morning, he found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which means the Christ. And he brought Simon to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John, but you shall be called Cephas," which means rock. The next day, Jesus decided to set off for Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Philip was from Bethsaida, the town of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found the one that Moses wrote about in the law, and the prophets as well. He is Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael replied, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming, he said of him, "Here comes an Israelite, a true one. There is nothing false in him." Nathanael asked him, "How do you know me?" And Jesus said to him, "Before Philip called you, you were under the fig tree and I saw you." Nathanael answered, "Master, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." But Jesus replied, "You believe because I said, 'I saw you under the fig tree.' But you will see greater things than that. Truly I say to you, you will see the heavens opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man."